common sense recap of the day's biggest stories. It's John Catsimatidis and Cats at Night on 77 WABC. Breaking news, WABC.
Inflation is now at a 39-year high. What was your joke, Tony Carbonetti?
When does it pass Biden's approval ratings?
At
what point do those two numbers collide?
It's passed. It's the number 17.
We hit 17.
Larry Kudlow, what say you? What the heck is going on in our country?
Well, actually, yeah, you had two numbers today that I think are going to almost guarantee that there'll be no budget bill this year, and probably the bill will be killed. The first number was the CPI, 6.8% for the 12 months. By the way, the 3 months is 8.9%. So the trend is not very good. That's a pretty shocking number.
I'm still, Mr. Kudlow, I'm still waiting for you to tell John Catsimatidis I told you so. You told me so. Okay.
I think I said that already.
Okay. I'm looking to get double coupons.
I worry you had it right for the wrong reasons. Oh, did I say that? But the other number today that was a shock was the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, did a legitimate price out, no gimmicks, of the House budget bill. They ran them 10 years, all these spending programs, rather than 1 year. So the bill will cost $4.9 trillion. And would increase deficits by $3 trillion, okay? Those are huge numbers. Those are shocking numbers. I think that virtually, along with the inflation, virtually guarantees there will be no successful vote this year. They'll pause it until next year. And frankly, when they get into next year, since the country hates the bill anyway, the bill will go away. So save America. Kill the bill. Two numbers today, the CPI and the CBO. It's a huge, big change. It's a game changer.
I believe you're
100% right.
And I know, I think Larry's got this one right, and I think you're 100% right. You can't have inflation go out of control. And now I'll give you another thing. I had a high-level meeting the other day people that were very close to Powell that say there are going to be at least three increases in interest rates next year, and the first one might be as much as a half a point.
Mm. Well, I'd like that. I mean, it's a hard thing to predict, but the Fed, which has been financing all this government spending, is very much to blame. So look, they should have stopped buying bonds 6 months ago, for heaven's sakes. Including mortgage bonds. So they've got to end QE right away, like December, all right, or next month, January. And then they should start raising rates right away. And if they do that, you have a chance of, you know, ending the inflation in a year or a year and a half. But the longer the Fed waits, the harder it's going to be. And I don't want us to have a 1970s style situation. They've been too loose for too long. So I hope they move very rapidly and strenuously. I like that rumor. And my only fear is that, you know, the Bidens are going to appoint a lot of climate change, woke equality people to the open seats on the Federal Reserve Board who might give Jay Powell a hard time. That's my only concern. But the Fed's got to move fast. And if they do, I predict the markets will like that, actually, because profits
are strong. In other words, you feel that the markets might have built it in already? I mean, there's a lot of smart guys out there with a lot of large bucks.
Yeah, look, it's hard to know. I mean, right now, the stock market is doing very well because profits are soaring. Profits are the mother's milk of stocks. And actually, in the short run, inflation is good for profits, not in the long run. Now, if the Fed moves sooner, you know, more rapidly, which I hope they do, you might have some, you know, mild corrections, but the market will come right back. It's if the Fed doesn't do it and, you know, 6.8% year on year goes to 8%, 9%, 10%, then you're going to have a trouble because the story is not going to end well. But the stock market can take some rate hikes. Of course it can.
Well, what else? It's Friday afternoon. What are you going to do for the weekend? You're on WABC Radio at 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock on Saturday tomorrow. I'm going to be listening in. You have one great show, and it's almost like a recap of what went on for the whole week and what's going to happen on Monday.
Yeah, well, I'm going to talk a lot about how these two numbers today are changing the whole situation. And although they're bad numbers, they may change the policy situation for the better. And, you know, this Saturday, John, I'm going to continue to work on my following throughout the solar system. You know, I've been working on that.
And I think you're doing very well on that. And I'm still wanting to know, if the Martians came down, do they get $450,000 from Joe Biden?
And will it be taxed?
Do they have to pay for their own Social Security?
You have any last-minute tidbits?
No, stay the course.
Well,
kill the bill, stay the course.
Kill the bill, save America.
The cavalry is on the way. Save America, kill the bill. The cavalry is on the way.
Larry, I'll be listening tomorrow. Thank you for coming on, and God bless America.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Okay, let's take a break.